I could feel the momentum was starting to slow down a little. And I just asked in a poll if people thought I would actually hit the goal. 15% of the people that took the poll in Instagram that are actually friends and connected with me or following me said no, I wouldn't make it.
I got problems on problems on problems on problems on problems on problems I solve them. I run through the money, the pressure be calling. Left on my blessings, I feel like I'm falling. The birdie is back.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the Plan D podcast. This is season one, episode 14. This is actually the end of season one. This is it, the season finale. Not the series finale, but the season finale. Now, I do have some plans for 2020 when it comes to this podcast. I do believe I'm going to get into more of a twice a month schedule. So I have a goal of shooting 24 of these. And what I mean shooting is that I am recording this in video as well. And that goes on my Patreon account, and everyone that's there hanging out with me gets to watch the video too. I don't know if that's even that much better of an experience, but it's just kind of fun to be able to have these on video and have them out for people to watch. Little wave there going on for all my Patreon friends. Yeah, the consistency thing has been tough with this podcast for me. I get focused on other stuff and then I'm thinking, do I have enough to bring in? And I have to go back. And this is a complete freewheel, this one. I have nothing really besides I know my Kickstarter was successful. Like, I don't know where I left off. But I think I was talking about the Kickstarter and how people can get on. And let me talk about that a little. I didn't do what you should do when it comes to a Kickstarter. I didn't have the audience yet to really push a Kickstarter. I didn't have the video and a lot of what you need to make a successful Kickstarter. I also took the budget I needed and I doubled it, which isn't really smart to do. Normally what people will do is they'll kind of back down their goal. So when they hit their goal, it becomes kind of successful. And we were able to get 115% funded. That is allowing me to print an issue from day one. So when the digital print gets emailed, it also gets sent basically to a print house. They'll print it. They'll send it back to me, I'll package it, and then I'll mail it out to those that ask for a printed subscription through the Kickstarter plan. And I'm not coming out of any pocket for money for that in the beginning, which is huge. And if I haven't talked about this, understand that I've done a magazine before, and I've done a newspaper before, and I've done like a hybrid of both of those before. And I'm excited to do something that's really more digital focused because from a business standpoint, there's not a lot of upfront costs. When I did my skate magazine, I really believe that first issue, oh man, I think it cost $10,000. And even though we had the advertising to cover it, the first issue, it really left us thin moving forward. I just didn't have a lot of the resources that are available today from a digital publication to social media. And I'm also learning that if you have to push it, like really push it, maybe you don't have something that everyone wants. And I also go back to the old Ford quote where it says, you know, if I would have listened to my customers, I just would have built a faster horse. I don't necessarily know if that's actually a true Ford quote, but it always makes me laugh. The people that said they really wanted a printed issue actually bought a printed issue. I just didn't have a ton of people after that or a bigger audience to really kind of draw in. And I feel like there is a Kickstarter for this magazine again later on, or at least maybe not a Kickstarter. But if I do open it up to subscriptions and print, I feel like I'll want to do that like a couple times a year, possibly, is kind of my thought process right now. So I'm not constantly trying to add people throughout the month. And when does your month start? Because again, this is a really small operation. It's going to take some time, but I do want to be able to pay writers. Like I really would love to be able to hire a good stream of people that are creating content for the magazine that are living this life. And that is going to be a little bit of a like a job prereq, is that you're actually living the life. And I hope that makes sense, because there really is a difference between people that have studied in the life and maybe they know a lot about it to those that are actually living the life. So the Kickstarter was a success. It's a huge help to know that that's going to get printed, because I really felt like I needed to print them anyways. I feel like when I'm dealing with advertisers, I need to mail them a copy so they're holding it. They're not just seeing a PDF and it's being told that this is a magazine. I want them to like literally like touch it and feel it and be like, oh, it's a magazine. I don't think we're there yet where people completely understand a digital publication, but I truly hope people understand a digital publication for digital nomads. I've actually had people that gave to the campaign, and part of the level that they gave included the print publication, and they were like, no, we're good with the digital. We don't need you to mail us anything, but we wanted to support you above and beyond the digital level. And again, something I learned that I didn't know that I needed to have, because maybe not everyone would want print. but it was like a print campaign. Like, that's why we did it. And it was fun too. Probably about halfway through, we were about 60% funded. So we still had some way to go, but I could feel the momentum was starting to slow down a little. And I just asked in a poll if people thought I would actually hit the goal. 15% of the people that took the poll in Instagram that are actually friends and connected with me or following me said, no, I wouldn't make it. And I thought that was like, dang, burn. I'm 60%, more than halfway there in time, and I'm 60% there. Mathematically, I should be able to hit it. It got down to kind of the wire where, you know, once we hit the goal, then I felt like it really picked up a little bit of steam too. And so maybe that's why people do cut their goals, you know, in half. And I did it the opposite. I doubled it. Like, really what I wanted to do was hit about 2,500. Maybe my goal should have been 1,250, but instead of 2,500, I went to a 5,000 goal and still hit it. And then some. So that feels really good. And what it also did that kind of hurt me, and again, this is just learning, like I didn't put a lot of planning into it. When we were promoting the Kickstarter so much, we obviously weren't promoting that you can get 1 year free subscription. I haven't decided if I'll charge later for a digital subscription. I don't think so. I think it'll always be kind of free because the numbers are really where the power is when it comes to advertising. But there is something powerful about a paid advertiser. And I'll tell you why I believe this. I have seen some of the worst just groups lately, especially in and around the RV lifestyle. You guys, these are people that some people say are on vacation their entire life, and we're not. We're working, but we're traveling full-time in an RV. And some of these groups are the most hostile that I've been around. None will ever be as bad as a drone group. I was in one DJI drone group, and that was it. I was there for like an hour, and I'm like, I've never been talked to like this by strangers, and I just don't need it in my life. I'm out. I'll figure it out on my own. I'm noticing that a little with a lot of the RV groups. But one group, and I don't mind talking about it here, is the Keep Your Daydream, my first guest on my podcast, Rootless Living. They have a Patreon group that then, which is really great by itself, just right there on the Patreon platform. But then they also have a private Facebook group when you're a Patreon member. That group is probably one of the best. And the difference with that group is you got to pay to be in it. So you got a little skin in the game that if you say the wrong thing and you're kicked out, you just watch your P's and Q's a little better than you would in just a free group. You know what I mean? You kind of get what you pay for. And that's something I'm learning, looking at, and thinking about. So everything is test and measure, especially when you're starting out. And you got to look at things and, you know, what's best to do here? What would really work best here? And I'm going without trying to figure it all out ahead of time. I literally launched the Kickstarter without a video, which is nuts. I think I was like week and a half, 15 days into it. So it's like 50%. And then I threw up a video. Which you just don't do. But again, you do do it. You could sit around and just plan and not get anything done, or you can just act and get stuff going, and which I've done. And so far, when it's come to Rootless Living and this idea of this magazine and podcast and clothing company and, you know, hopefully down the road events and maybe even consulting in and around this lifestyle, it's gone really well. Like, people are gravitating to it, and I appreciate that. And I'm excited about some of the people that are coming up that I can tell their stories, or they can tell their stories, because that's going to be the biggest thing. It's not the Damien Ross show. It's going to be digital nomads telling stories to other digital nomads or inspiring digital nomads. That's really what it's going to be about. And that's what I'm most excited about. All right. So that's a little update on the Kickstarter and how things went. And I'm really excited and happy about it. Let me just bring you in kind of personally where I'm at. I'm in Alabama, the state where it's against the law to have your dog on a leash. Well, I don't think that's actually true, but so far I have not seen a dog on a leash, and most dogs are off leash and just running amok. It's been really interesting, to the point where if I'm driving around town, they will come running out in the middle of the street and try to attack my giant truck. I'm at a brand new campground. They have 80 new spots. There's probably only 5 RVs here. There's another section, wing, of the campground that's like pretty much completely full. It's been here for decades, but they just built this. There's some weird things, you know, that I'm pushing through, in the sense that their gravel was really, really thick, and it just I know I'm going to need four-wheel drive to get out of here, that kind of thing. There's some issues with the sewer. It's been raining a lot here in Alabama, so I haven't really been getting out and doing much adventuring. Plus, I've been really focused on getting issue number one that launches, you know, right around the first week of January done and just finishing the touches on it. Worked really hard to get the Rootless Living podcast up and on iTunes, which was a real hassle compared to this show. This show I recorded on Anchor, and the next day it was on iTunes. My first episode with the Rootless Living podcast was on December 1st. I believe it got on the iTunes December 21st. So that was a bummer, and it's caused a little bit of delays in my schedule. But other than that, I'm really enjoying Alabama a lot. It's really, really nice. I like the state. You know, I don't have anything bad to say about it. I've got a lakeside view. I'm sitting outside looking at Lake Smith, which is really pretty and beautiful. And I couldn't ask for a quieter campground. The internet's good. It's made for podcast recordings and uploading. So from a digital nomad standpoint, this is a great campground. Like, this is fantastic. It's just new. It just needs to mature a little, and then it'll be phenomenal. So it's almost the holidays. Depending on when you're listening to this, it'll either be the day before Christmas, Christmas Day, maybe you're trying to escape from the family, or some days after Christmas, who knows? You're really not supposed to mention dates. You want to keep these things pretty evergreen on a podcast. But I'm excited to end the year with another episode. This has been the one project that I've worked on that I've just not been very consistent on. And I'm excited to ramp that up. The two things that I really want to ramp up in 2020 is the Plan D podcast. And then also the Patreon that goes in and around the Plan D podcast. I think I'm going to shift more of my content in and around Plan D and a lot more BTS, right? Behind the scenes? Yeah, there you go. Look, I got that right. A lot more behind the scenes stuff that maybe isn't ready for potential advertisers or subscribers. You know, maybe they don't need to hear about the struggles and the things that are going right and the things that are going wrong per se. But that's what I'll be doing over on Patreon, and I got to refigure those levels and just be consistent there. But I really like the idea of having that private, gated kind of community that I think could really thrive and really be good for small business owners, people that want to start out being an entrepreneur, or people that want to start out with the digital nomad lifestyle, or experienced in all of those. So it should be fun over there. That's something I really want to work on 2020. So if I do 24 podcasts, two a month in that, there's 24 there. I know I want to at least do 52 podcasts of the Rootless Living. I want to have at least one a week. So quick math, what is that? 76 podcast episodes. I know I have 330, 340, maybe 350 roads in 2020 that I have to do. I should end right around December 15th, 2020 with the road to 1,000. I will be done with 1,000 videos in 1,000 days. Can't believe it. Plus, I have some other videos that I want to do in and around Rootless Living. So let's just say over 400 videos, you know, over 400 videos, over 100 podcasts, a ton of, you know, at least 6 issues of the Rootless Living magazine design. I've got a couple special issues that we're going to be doing as well, too. It's a lot. It's a big workload, especially compared to what I accomplished and got done in 2019. It's like a 10x factor. I'm excited about it, and I know I can do it. That's the difference. I think if I really would have thought about this stuff in 2018, I think I would have questioned my ability to get all these things done, and do I have the right people working with me and around me and, you know, encouraging me and following me to be able to get this done? I really think I do, which I'm stoked on and grateful and thankful for. And, you know, that's what it comes down to. The Kickstarter was such a good mix of people that don't know me and the people that really want to see me succeed. And you bring those two mixed together, even though I have such a small kind of circle. Yeah, not bubble. I have a really small circle. Like, I'm not any kind of influencer in any way. I don't have a large following. There are people that could put out a message of something they're selling or working on, and they would sell thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, because they built that kind of list. And as I see this growing from, let's just say, an email standpoint, as I see the email growing where people are saying, we want this magazine when it comes out, I really feel like, you know what, I'm onto something. If there's this much kind of like, we need this ahead of time. And I already can tell you, and even when I wrote kind of my publisher letter in the publication, that's going to be in the publication, I talk about how I know I'm going to look back at issue number one and cringe 5 years from now. I know I will, where it's like, oh, that's what I thought was a good magazine. And I think that's actually, I'm really excited about that, because that just shows how much better I'll make it over 5 years. But it's also like, I want to make sure I get it right, but I got to get it out. I can't sit around and wait for perfection. So yeah, we got a big year in 2020, and I'm working on a lot of different goals. I don't know how many of the goals I'll talk about in this podcast, because again, if I want my advertisers to be more than just a paycheck that they're sending me. I want there to be a real relationship. Like, I've already gotten an ad that I got to have a conversation with the brand and discuss that they redesign it and reconfigure their message to be as successful as possible. Now I could just take their ad and take their money and say, hey, you know, you didn't do what was right. You didn't do what was best for your brand. But because of my background in both marketing and sales, I know I can figure this out, where what's good for sales is going to be good for your marketing. And I want it to work. I want you to come back each month after each month, even though we're bi-monthly. And just FYI, bi-monthly is one of those things, one of those words that you can use where it means twice a month and every other month. This language is confusing as all can be. Six times a year is really the plan. And then actually, just fun fact, I think 2021 will be 8 issues. We'll do like 4 months in a row during the summer and then every other month for 4 other months. So then, or 4 other issues, and that'll give you the 8. But then I think we'll get down to 10 issues. We'll do a January, February issue and a November, December issue. 8 other issues throughout the month. So you'll get 10 issues in the course of the year is like the big plan. I don't think I'll ever be a monthly publication, just because there are slow periods in this industry. And that makes sense, not to kind of stick it to the person that's trying to grow their business. Let's slow things down in and around the slow time. And then let's ramp things up really heavy during the summer months, really, you know. You know, normally this podcast that you just listened to, I think I would have stopped and re-recorded it. I was kind of scatterbrained a little. But I just felt like I got to get it done. I got to get it out. And I've got to just get this kind of stuff off my chest before 2020, that, you know, this is going to be a big year. This is going to be a tough year. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you can help hold me accountable to 24 episodes, season 2 needs to be 24 episodes. Season 1 was 14. It's a pretty good first season. Season 2 needs to be 24 episodes. And hopefully every other week is good. And then you always have the Rootless Living podcast, where I'm interviewing really amazing people, and then obviously companies too at some point. And then Rootless Living is going to have a really cool YouTube channel. We're doing some cool things over there, or at least I have ideas for cool things over there, let's be honest. All right, you guys, I'm going to wrap it up with that. I thank you so much for listening to these podcasts. I actually really enjoy it. I know my consistency doesn't show that, but that's something I'm really going to work on. Yeah, if you want to, hang it over at patreon.com/Damian Ross. You know, same thing with Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. Check out the Road to 1000 series. Head over to rootlessliving.com. Grab yourself a free digital subscription to the magazine. You'll get invited to a free subscription Facebook group where we're going to have a lot of really cool discussions in and around the magazine in that group. I hope you'll hang out with me. And I really do appreciate every set of ears that listens to these podcasts. It means a lot to me. All right, you guys, I'll see you and talk to you in 2020. Have a good one.